It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Dr. Ashley Yauger and Mr. Justin Sacco. They are with the Utah State University Extension. We're going to talk a little bit about some opioid awareness meetings and dinners that are coming up within the coming months. And it's really something that always has hit our area very hard, and it's something that needs to be discussed. So both of you, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Now, Dr. Yauger, we're going to start with you. Let's talk a little bit about what it is that you do here and how this all came about.
Yeah, so I am with Utah State University Extension. University State Extension started a new health and wellness initiative through Extension called Health Extension Advocacy Research and Teaching, and that is also known as the HEART Initiative. We are addressing the health and wellness needs of the state, and my areas are Carbon and Emory County. Specifically, what we're looking at are pressing public health issues like the opioid crisis. And one thing that we started and thought that we really needed was to have this collaborative, community-based, sort of boots-on-the-ground grassroots initiative to start the Carbon and Emory Opioid and Substance Use Coalition. And so that's what we've started, to really bring our community together and to start to address this epidemic that we're facing.
Okay, about how long have you been working on this?
So I've been with USU Extension for approximately a year and a half, and the coalition has been around for almost a year now, in November to be a full year.
And so they recognized that there was the issue was here, and kind of just set out as a way to take a look at it and let people know more about it and kind of get other people's input too, I would assume.
Yes, yeah, and Utah State University Extension is all about building knowledge, improving lives through evidence-based and research-based practices, and so that's been something that's been really great that we've brought into this fight that we're having on the local community level.
Okay, so what, I guess I'm going to ask, what made you kind of decide, let's hit it this way and bring people in, get a bunch of people together, and just kind of make it a community thing, really, is what you're doing?
Yeah, and that's the whole goal of the coalition, and our goal really is to bring everyone together. We have a vision to coordinate our efforts of our communities to comprehensively address the opioid epidemic that we're facing and decrease stigma, increase the effective prevention, treatment, and harm reduction strategies that we have, including mental health strategies and other efforts, and really come together to create healthier communities. And we thought that the best way to do that is to take all the work that we're doing, because we have great folks doing lots of great work here, to bring us together so that we can make much larger impacts.
Okay, now let's bring Justin in, because the way you kind of base this, and it all seems like it's a great idea, you come together as a community, you're going to have a series of dinners throughout the area, and Justin, let's talk to you right now.
Sure.
What are we talking about here coming up? The first one is Monday the 4th.
Yeah, November the 4th, yeah.
And let's talk a little bit about that and let us know what's going on there.
Sure. So on November the 4th, from about 5 o'clock till 8 o'clock, we're going to be holding a community education dinner. And so what that means is that the whole community is invited to come. What we ask is that you register on Eventbrite. You'll see it right underneath it. It'll say community education dinner. If you register, that will help keep track of everybody coming, so we make sure we can feed everybody, because it is a free, delicious dinner that we're providing.
And you're going to bring everybody in. But yeah, you need a head count.
Yes.
Yeah. Most importantly, yeah, you need a head count. Now, if people can't get on Eventbrite, can they call the office and talk to somebody? Or
yeah,
what do they need to do there? What's
yeah,
the number there?
Absolutely. Our number is 435-636-3276. I had to ask for help on that one.
That's quite all right. Now, who can go to this?
Anybody.
Anybody can go to this. Anybody wants a little bit more information on it?
Yes.
And kind of wants to know what's going on with it, just show up, really.
Yeah, yeah. And even if you want to bring your kids, they're more than welcome to come, because the Sun Center at the university is going to be volunteering to watch them.
Okay.
So you can bring kids of pretty much all ages, but we do ask for the community education event itself, is that they're roughly within 17 to 18 year olds and up, just because of the type of education we're providing. We want them to be able to understand all the information and make sure that it's something that the families are comfortable with them learning.
Okay, now what are some of the things you're going to be talking about and learning about at this dinner?
So what it is, because it's the opioid epidemic crisis that we're having, we're going to be doing a naloxone Narcan training, where they're found, how you can acquire them, how to administer them, things of that nature. We're going to also be talking about harm reduction strategies, prevention strategies, as well as for treatment for the substance use disorders that we're seeing a lot of that's starting to increase, as well as we're going to be providing a resource booklet that we've compiled that basically has all of the different providers, different types of medication, drop-off boxes, and just it's such a comprehensive thing. It's hard to talk about because it's about 60 pages long, but it's pretty comprehensive.
But everyone will get one of those.
Everyone will get one. We'll have what we're calling swag bags that we're going to stuff full of all kinds of little goodies and treats.
Okay.
One of the most important things that we're including in there is a survey. It's strictly voluntary, so if nobody wants to fill it out, that's fine. But if you fill it out, it'll help us understand where the community is sitting as far as their understanding of opioids and the prevention and treatment strategies that are there and the risks that are involved.
And kind of give you an idea if you need to tweak your training a little bit or something of that nature.
Yes, exactly. Yes, yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to switch back here to Dr. Yager. We're going to talk about the logistics of it, where it's at, when it is, and all that kind of good stuff. So coming up, like we said, the first one is November 4th, correct?
Correct. And that's going to be held at Utah State University Eastern in their student center in the multipurpose room. So it's that big room that they have in their student center.
Okay. And then you've got a few more that are on the books already that you're kind of planning for, correct? Let's talk about those and let people know about them.
Yeah, so we are going to be holding a total of 4 education dinners, including the one in November on November 4th. We'll hold one in January on the 6th in Castledale for Emory County folks. And then March 2nd, we will hold one in East Carbon, again for Carbon County. It's a little bit further reach because I know we have a lot of communities that want this information, this broad overview of our epidemic. And then sometime in early April in Green River.
Okay, and we'll get more information out to the folks when those get a little bit closer. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for coming in. Did we touch everything?
I believe so. I think we have a lot of need in our communities, and I think our communities are ready to get the information to make a change.
We do. I think it's slowly starting to come to light, and people are understanding that this isn't a very serious issue here in the area. So thank you for doing it. We appreciate both of you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for letting us come. Thanks.
Now, for more information on these and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.